It's been burned before, but Telstra is going back to try and make money in Asia. Australia's biggest telco has just spent $858 million buying the Singapore and Hong Kong-based PacNet. Telstra's hoping PacNet's underwater telecommunications cables and data centres around the region, especially in China, will help grow its business customer base in Asia. The company's chief financial officer, Andrew Penn, spoke with our business reporter, Michael Yander.
One of our aspirations is to grow our enterprise services business in the region. This is anything from managed security, unified communications, which is video conferencing as a service, advanced telephony services. As large companies expand into the Asian region, they have very many quite sophisticated connectivity needs associated with moving data around their networks.
Is this the start of a concerted push into Asia by Telstra?
Telstra's been operating in Asia for many, many years, and we believe it's a very important region for us. We already have more than 1,400 people working in the region. That's in addition to more than 2,000 that we actually have in our very successful auto home business in China.
Now, Telstra has burned a lot of cash with some of its forays into Asia in the past, particularly Pacific Century Cyberworks in the early 2000s. Why will this investment be different from those previous results?
Firstly, enterprise services, that's at a very nascent stage and is starting to grow very rapidly in Asia. For example, cloud computing, where we've been growing more than 30% per annum in Australia. And of course, the other dynamic is that people that want to use the internet amongst those large and rapidly growing populations of emerging middle classes is going to grow exponentially. And basically, we will be operating probably the largest backbone infrastructure of data transmission right the way throughout the Asia-Pacific region. So we believe that puts us in a strategically very important position as that volume of data grows.
On the domestic front, Telstra seems to have had some good news this month, renegotiating the NBN contract overall and also winning some new contracts on NBN construction. Are you happy with the outcomes of those negotiations?
We're very happy to assist the government in the planning and design of the new network, and we're willing to help where that makes commercial sense.
Is this an even better deal in the end for Telstra shareholders than the original one was?
Oh, well, look, our focus has been to keep Telstra shareholders whole. We went into the discussions on that basis, and I think that was recognised by the government, and I think we've achieved that outcome.
Speaking of Telstra shareholders, Telstra shares are actually around the highest levels since about mid-2001 at $6 or thereabouts, but they're still well down on the $7.40 T2 price that many retail investors paid. How much of a motivation is it for Telstra's management to get the share price back up to and above that T2 level?
Oh, look, I've learned from long experience that what you need to focus on is executing the strategy, which is what we're doing, delivering the financial results, which is what we're doing, and if we can do those two things right and consistently, well, then the share price ultimately will look after itself.
Telstra's Chief Financial Officer, Andrew Penn, speaking with our business reporter, Michael Yander.